Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And one thing about the game last night, Rob, you mentioned you didn't think LeBron was the big closer. I actually think it's fine that, you know, you can have different guys close games. Kuzma made a couple big shots. Some other guys, you know, they made some good plays. It wasn't just LeBron at the end. And we both admitted he took a couple bad three-pointers. But one guy that was missing, that was noticeably absent at the end of the game, in fact, he sat out the last, or was on the bench, for the last 16 minutes and 37 seconds, I believe.
Yeah, 16 and a half minutes.
Yeah, basically last 16 and a half minutes. Lonzo Ball. I don't think it's a big deal. I'm fine. Look, but people got to understand that the days last year, it was just last year, it wasn't the days, it wasn't several years, but Lonzo Ball is no longer a part of the Lakers' nucleus. Now, it's still open for him to be a part of it. Like, if he plays well enough and becomes
stop.
A part of it.
I'm going to stop you.
What?
I'm going to stop you.
He's no longer a part of their nucleus. There's something wrong with that?
No, I'm just saying, I want all the Lonzo Ball people who when he had the one big game, oh, he had 12 points and 8 rebounds and 8 assists. Oh, my God, Lonzo, he should be the starter the rest of the way. Nobody needs Rondo. That's what I heard. Where are you now when you look at this guy over the last few games? Ever since Rondo came back, he's crawled up into a little ball and rolled into the corner. That's where Lonzo Ball is right now. He's awful, Chris. He's awful.
He's not awful.
That's why he didn't play the last 16 and a half minutes in a close game. He's awful. They
First
know
of all,
it. They know
he's
it.
He's got a great, not a very
they
good.
Know
hold
it.
On. You got a very good point guard in front of you.
He's an older guy. The future's
older,
about.
He's not that old.
He's way older than Lonzo
he's
Ball.
He's better than Lonzo. And
no,
this is
but
a
the
guy
future's
that helped the team win a championship.
He's
this
on
a
one-year contract. You're not winning a championship this year. Rondo should not be playing. I
Why
don't care.
Not? You're trying to win now.
No, Lonzo. It's about Lonzo. You're not
it
trying
ain't
to win
about
now.
No, those days, this is my point. Those days are over. It's not about let's see what Lonzo can do.
Why not?
The door is open because I got LeBron James now. I'm about winning a championship now.
You're not winning this year. Everybody knows it. So why not play the kid and see if this kid could really play?
Because it's about more than championship. We still, if you're the Lakers, they still want to make the playoffs and get to the Western Conference
Magic
Finals.
Johnson stood there and told me this guy's jersey was going to be in the rafters. He pounded his chest and talked about Lonzo Ball is the face of the franchise. And less than a year ago, now you're talking about this guy can't get off the bench
Magic,
in the last 16
Magic
and a half minutes?
Magic Johnson.
That's a quarter and a half.
Magic Johnson misspoke. All right? He was wrong. Clearly. This guy is no longer a part of the nucleus. Now, as I said, the nucleus isn't set. The only one we know is a part of the nucleus is LeBron James. Everybody else, the next spot after that, it's wide open. If Lonzo goes up and grabs it and snatches it, great. I'm sure the Lakers would love that.
He can't.
But he's not going to be given to him. That's what they're saying.
He can't snatch anything if he's not playing. Chris.
If he don't deserve to play, then he's not going to play.
16 and a half minutes? That's ridiculous.
You Why?
Know, I was on the Laker court more than he was. 16 and a half minutes, the final of the game.
So
he's
so,
not even playing.
So they should
it's
be,
not like he went in and missed three shots or had two turnovers and you take him out and go, he's not ready. They're not even putting him out there. Rondo was that good that he couldn't get a blow for 2 or 3 minutes. Lonzo, they don't even want him on the court.
Hold on, he played 21 minutes.
I'm talking about the last 16 and a half in a game that went down to the wire.
They're trying to win. If he's not good enough to play, then I'm not going to run him out there when I'm trying to win a ball game. Again, I've got LeBron James now. It's all changed. If you don't like it, sorry, but now it's about winning this year, next year, the year after that. And again, the door's open. Come on, Lonzo, walk through. They're not going to hold him back, but you got to earn it.
877-99 on Fox. I think that the
So they should just be like Philadelphia and throwing Markelle Fultz out there.
Yeah.
Who's terrible.
Who was the first overall pick?
They should be playing him. Why?
Are they
trying to win now?
Yeah, but you can't. Let me tell you something. In the Lonzo Ball situation, he is never going to even be close to what they thought he was if you continue to use him the way that they're using him, which is meaningless minutes early in meaningless.
Nothing's meaningless.
16 and a half minutes to go.
21 minutes.
How long is a quarter, Chris? Is it 12 minutes?
12.
So you mean to tell me he didn't play the entire? There wasn't like 30 seconds in the fourth quarter. He didn't, and then he missed another.
He's got to earn it, Rob.
Earn
That's
it
all
when.
They're saying. They practice. He's not showing them anything in practice.
Then let him go. Get rid of him then if he's not going to play a second overall pick.
If they get some good offers for him, maybe they will. That's all I'm saying.
I don't see what they're doing wrong.
Do
you agree with the way that Lonzo's being? Now here I am defending Lonzo in that I just think that you play the kid. This is
a
year.
Even if it means losing.
This is a year that you already know. Rondo's here for signed a one-year contract. And you don't even know, this team is not set up to win anything, okay?
They're set up to be as good as anybody in the West outside of Golden State, honestly. Can they not do that, Rob?
And hold on. If things go the way that they expect them to go, Rondo won't be here next year when they go to try to sign
a big
name player that they're going to need the money, the cap. They won't be able to have that money.
Here's the deal.
They won't be able to keep Rondo and those guys.
They signed Rondo for – Rondo's not getting huge money.
No, but they got to get –
Nobody wanted him. That's why he's here. They could still go out and get a big-time free agent, and if they want, keep Rondo.
I'm just saying, this makes no sense to me. It just
doesn't.
You
got to earn it. This is the freaking NBA. This ain't CYO where your minutes get given to you.
How did he earn it last year when they played
last
him?
Last year was a different
and he
thing.
Started
we were in a different stratosphere last year. Last year we were no good. We had a bunch of young boys, and let's just throw them out there and see what they can do. Now everything's changed. That's it. That's what happens when you got the best player in the world. If you don't like it, then go play in the G League. Go play somewhere where they can hand out minutes.
What is that league?
Yes, it's Dad's League. But in the NBA, baby, you got to earn your minutes, especially when your teammate is LeBron James. That's all a brother's saying.
You got to play the kid. I'm sorry.
Earn it.
I know Lonzo doesn't play well.
I just want to give him a handout.
It ain't a handout. I'm giving him government cheese and playing time. That's what he should get.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Did you see what it looks like Bryce Harper is going to get from the Philadelphia Phillies, Rob?
I heard.
According to Bob Nightingale of USA Today.
And Bob is one of the best baseball writers in the country.
Yep.
Okay, that guy's plugged in.
Now, he's saying it's something like 12 years. Rob G., you want to give us some of the specifics? 12?
He expects it's going to be at least 12 years, anywhere between $400 and $500 million.
Hey, baseball is having a very, very good year that they're giving away. And remember, Chris, every nickel is guaranteed. Imagine between $400,000 and $500,000, right?
Look, don't let your baseball bias get in the way of good logic. This is not a smart deal for the Phillies.
Million, right?
$400 million.
Between $400 and $500 million. Oh, totally guaranteed, 100%.
Yeah, I like Bryce Harper. He's a very good player. But there is no way he is worth $50 million because it's in between $400 and $500. $450 million
Chris.
Over 12 years. Rob, name the big contract like this, or, you know, close, nothing's been this high, that's been worth it. Was Alex Rodriguez worth the 10 years?
They won a championship.
$52 million with Texas.
They won a championship
with Texas.
Texas. No,
they didn't even make the playoffs. No, he wasn't worth it.
They didn't have enough pitching.
Right. He won one title with New York. I mean, heck, they win plenty without him. He won one. He's a great player, Hall of Fame, you know, type player, whether he gets in or not. But 10 years, $275 million, one title. Albert Pujols, mm-hmm. 10 years, $240 million with the Angels. Has he been worth it? Heck no. Giancarlo Stanton, 13 years, $325 million. How'd he look this year? Okay. He looked like he was worth that type of money. Miguel Cabrera, 10 years, $292 million. How's that looking right now?
They went to the World Series.
He played 38 games this year. Not since he got that contract.
He's hurt.
Yeah. Robinson Cano.
Don't you know?
10 years, 240. I mean, Rob, I'm not even trying to hate. I'm just saying.
You are hating.
None of these guys has been worth the money. Well, let me, most of them, if not all of them, at the time they got those deals, they had it displayed more consistency than Bryce Harper
has. When you get in baseball, the way it's set up, because they own your rights for the first 6 or 7 years, right?
Right.
You get paid for what? You get underpaid, Chris, for your first 6 or 7 years. You put up – Albert Pujols put up all these great numbers, right? Miguel Cabrera. But they didn't make that kind of money, like the star money that they should have been making. You following me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then they get overcompensated for the future years because you get paid usually in baseball – for what you accomplish, not what you're going to accomplish.
How does that make sense for the
number
team?
Two, because they keep the cost down early on when they're not sure. Instead of giving a guy like they used to do in football, a guy who had never played, $100 million like a Matt Stafford right out of college, right? They make you earn your way, and then you get the big deal, and then oftentimes. But here's the other part. When you talk about these deals, there's a bad team tax that you have to pay. That's what the Phillies, and I know the Phillies were better. They had a run. They finished in second place in the NL East. I get it.
And they're not a terrible franchise.
But they haven't won in a while,
They haven't been relevant about five or six years,
okay. And there's a bad team tax. If you want to get somebody to move and come to join your team, you got to pay to be able to lure them. So he turned down $300 million from Washington. So you already know it's got to be more than that.
Why is it got to be $400 million, though? How about $350?
Why can't it be four? How much are you worth?
Let me ask you.
You know how much you're worth? You're worth whatever someone's willing to pay you.
I get it. If I'm Bryce Harper, I'm dancing for joy. I'm fine with him. But for the Phillies, does this make any sense? Rob.
It's a business,
How much better? Is it about winning?
Is it about selling tickets?
Is he going to lead them to a World Series?
Well, but that's what they hope. But they also, they sell more season tickets. Their TV ratings are higher locally in Philadelphia. They get more revenue from television and from selling merchandise. They make more money. Trust me, they're not giving them $450 million thinking that they're going to lose $450 million.
How come when I bring up it's a business with the NBA – you shoot me down.
What are you talking about?
You always say, oh, it's about winning. I'm like, well, sometimes it's just about somebody that can fill the seats.
No, but Phillies are trying to win it. They got a young team with a lot of guys who aren't making a lot of money.
How much talent was around Bryce Harper in Washington?
Yeah, but
are they going to have more talent than that in Philly?
But Philly had a run. Washington's going one way. Philly's on the rise. So they're thinking that they got enough room on their salary cap, you know, under the salary number to be able, because they don't have a cap, but there's a threshold have to stay under.
I'm overjoyed for Bryce Harper. I mean, this is incredible if he gets this. I'm just saying,
there's going to be two record-setting contracts.
I just read you how many guys have not lived up to it. And I get what you're saying.
Manny's going to get it too.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but none of these guys have lived up to that. And if you're saying, they're paying them for what they did, well, pay them a little less for what they did. Because it also does have to factor in what they're going to do.
But I want you to take a look at what those guys made their first 6 years, Chris, and then you understand why they're overcompensated on the back half. I know it doesn't make sense, but they own their rights.
That's all the brothers
saying. It's the CBA, right, to where they own their rights and they aren't free agents and they can't do anything. They can't move. So some of these guys put up unbelievable numbers and made $400,000. They made no money for the stats that they put up. So now this is the overcompensation. I get it. It doesn't look right. It doesn't sound right. But it is fair because they were stymied from making their real market value early on in their career.
No, I get that. I'm just saying Philadelphia will regret this. And he may get traded. I mean, they're a big market. They may be able to keep him.
If they win a championship,
like Texas,
if they win a championship,
Texas,
or two, it's not worth it.
Texas ended up having to get rid of him.
Would you be happy as a fan to win one or two championships in 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So then that's all.
If
it would
they
take.
Can do that, I'm just saying a lot of these guys are falling off. Now I know he's younger, so we'll see. I like Bryce Harper. Happy for him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
There's all types of news coming out. Well, so you've heard the latest. The first thing is
I'm going to wind up being right because I told you he's going to wind up getting paid and it's all going to be worth it.
No, ain't nothing guaranteed he's going to get. Let me explain
he's gonna get
the
guaranteed
news before
cheese.
You jump on your high horse because he's not getting Todd Gurley money. I'm telling you. Maybe the Jets will give it to him. They got money to burn. They need a running back.
Got plenty of money.
But if I'm – I don't know why a team would give a 27-year-old Todd Gurley money.
Well, because he's only really –
Now, he should get big money. Don't get me wrong. I give him big money. I wouldn't give him Gurley money. That's all I'm saying.
But in football years, he's only 25.
No.
Because he didn't play this year.
He's had injuries.
When you take those games off in football years –
That's 1 year. That's one
No, but
one year.
It's like 2 years when
nah,
you don't get pounded.
I don't know about that. And you had a, what, second-round draft pick, I think, James Conner, from Pitt come in and be more productive than you were behind the same offensive
line. And then when
they
lose in the playoff game because they can't
they lost with Le'Veon.
Rushing the yard, getting the yards, people are going to say, what happened to Le'Veon?
No, they're not. Le'Veon didn't take him any further. Le'Veon didn't take him any further.
Please, you know that'll be the conversation.
This guy is on pace to rush for more yards than Le'Veon
nice.
Has. He already has more carries of 20 yards
nice.
Or more, twice as much, more than twice, almost three times.
They don't have any. They don't have any film on this kid yet.
Year.
They don't have any film on this kid yet. Not enough to change. They're going to alter it.
These
and then
are
next
running
year,
backs, not
next,
quarterbacks.
Next year,
right?
he'll average. He'll get 1.2 yards a carry.
Come on, man.
Why?
He's averaging 4.7 yards a carry. Le'Veon averaged 4 last year. And look, I don't want to act like I'm ripping Le'Veon. I'm just saying.
And you
saying,
call me the hobo. You're the
no,
hobo.
No, I'm just saying.
He's the
I
hobo.
Think,
Chris is
I
the
think,
hobo.
I think he should be playing to get that $14.5 million that he's basically giving up. But here's the deal. Rob G, give us the news.
Now, we all expected, well, maybe not Le'Veon Bell, that he would come back for week 10 so he could accrue his season towards his free agency and whatnot.
Because if he didn't, supposedly, that's what everybody,
no, you would lose your,
what everybody
right.
was led to believe,
it.
he would lose his eligibility.
No, he
eligibility,
would lose to become a free agent.
He would not
agent,
even
right.
become a free agent.
Because that year would
right.
not count.
Right.
So you need that extra year
right.
that year to qualify.
So right. that actually got squashed by Jay Glazer. Jay Glazer clarified, no, he already accrued enough years. He's fine. So then it was, well, he's definitely got to come back by November 13th, you know, to get his accrual there in the last part of the season to get some money again so he could be franchised a second time. Well, that's all under the previous CBA. There's a loophole in the new CBA, which basically says that if he sits out the entire year, that this offseason, the Steelers would only have two options. Number one, they could franchise tag him again, but this time the mark would be much higher rather than the, I believe it was $14 million he was making.
Right,
like 18
and
that.
A half, yep.
Closer to $25 million if it's next year.
Stay out, Le'Veon. Stay out.
Or they could transition tag him, which works kind of like a restricted free agent where he could negotiate with other teams in the NFL and the Steelers would have the right to match it. But he would essentially be a free agent this season. So either he gets $25 million guaranteed or he's a free agent.
Where's my hallelujah? Hallelujah.
Well,
hallelujah.
Here's the thing, Rob. They're not going to franchise him.
No, but he's going to get $25 million and be able to walk and go do his own.
He's going to lose $14.5 million this year.
No, that's okay.
If he doesn't, is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay because he's going to make it up in the deal that he's going to sign.
How?
He's going to make it up.
He's not.
He will make it up.
Rob G told us, what'd you tell us last week? That a couple days ago you said he'd have to get $41 million.
He'd have to get $41 million to make up what he lost this year.
But that was assuming he was going to make about $9 million this year, right?
So no, that was based on him getting offered a deal by the Steelers before the season with just under $30 million guaranteed, plus whatever he was going to make this year under the franchise tag.
Right. But now, if he doesn't come back at all, he's not going to make anything this year.
No, so he'd have to have 50-plus guaranteed.
He's not getting that, Rob.
When this is all, over, you'll have egg on your face, Chris, because it was thought out. They understand what they're doing.
They didn't even know. Maurice Jones-Drew, who's represented, I hate to say it because I'm not trying to diss his agent, Adisa Bakari.
Her boat.
No, Maurice Jones-Drew.
Her boat.
Maurice Jones-Drew from the NFL Network. His agent is the same agent as Le'Veon Bell. He said the agent didn't know that this provision existed, this loophole. He didn't know. So this
they know now.
Now they know.
But Chris, the only option he had is to sit out to try to get a deal. That's the only legs that a player has to stand on. So that's the only thing. Now it might wind up working out even better than he thought, where he didn't have to come back at all this year, which is fine. But you have to give to get. Any sacrifice, any struggle in life, nobody just, you go, hey, I want this, and they come. You know, people have had to walk out. Teachers have had to disrupt school for months at a time.
This isn't a teacher,
no, but
man.
I'm just saying, but they sacrifice the kids' education to get an honest wage. Sometimes there's casualty when you got to fight for what's yours. And you know what the casualty is? That Le'Veon didn't play this year and he's going to lose some money. But it's the principle. Sometimes you got to stand up for yourself and fight for what you believe in. And it's okay, Chris, that he doesn't get every dime or every dollar that he could have if he followed what he wanted.
That was what you believed in.
No,
that's the
no.
issue. Don't you sit here talking like he's fighting for civil rights or
I'm just telling you, fighting for what
fighting
he believes.
Police brutality.
What he believes that he's worth.
What is what he?
What the man's worth.
What he believes. Is I want more money.
No.
How does giving up $14.5 million of money help you get more money?
Because,
that's all I'm saying.
Because when he signs that new deal, which who knows if he ever was going to get that in Pittsburgh.
We will find
he
out.
He could have played this year, got hurt, and never got the deal, never got the long-term contract that he wanted. And it wasn't like he walked out the first time. They transitioned. They gave him a franchise tag twice. That's not fair. Pay the man. He's done nothing but produce in his career. It's not fair, Chris.
Fair. A lot of life isn't fair.
Okay, but some people aren't willing to fight for it, and that's fine. But Le'Veon Bell,
all
to
I'm
me,
is
you want to talk about a real man? You talking about a pedicure?
Stop it.
Le'Veon Bell's a real man who decided,
let's
I'm going to fight.
Let's
I'm going to fight for what
like
I'm worth.
He's Martin Luther King Jr. or somebody like that. Fighting for the oppressed, the disenfranchised.
I would follow.
He's fighting to get more money for himself, which is fine, but let's just calm down with some of the rhetoric, all right?
I would follow him when march on the wall, a mall of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, right.
I would follow Le'Veon at this point.
Look, I hope Le'Veon gets paid because I'm with you that it's not right for the NFL to be able to franchise tag a guy like that. James Conner, right? We're talking about having a great year. He's making, what, under $600,000 this year.
And he ain't going to get no.
Next year, it's going to be like $600,000.
And then
the year after
give him
that, it will be about $750,000.
And they don't have to give him a dime
right.
more. That's
so
what I'm saying.
I'm with you. That's but here's the thing. We talked about it yesterday. Oscar Robertson went to court when he wanted to fight against something.
No, but it was Monopoly. I got it.
Kurt Flood went to court when he wanted to change the rules. Le'Veon, and I'm not saying he had to do it, but that's you're putting him in the class of those guys. If you really want to change the system for everybody, go to the government, go to court and say, this CBA is atrocious and it's unfair. And by the time we have to do our greatest years of production under this minimal money, relatively speaking.
Right, and then
by the time we could get paid, we're banged up.
Or
I'm with you on that,
and
but
that's,
he didn't
and that's
do
what
that.
The NFL set up on, and it's unfair. A lot of guys never get paid.
Right,
you've seen
you
so many
that.
Players get dumped after they've had their best year somewhere, right? And then it's like, okay, now my payday comes. Nope, we'll let you go. Or you can come back at less money. How about that? When you have a deal already in place, Chris. Oh, yeah. No, you could come back, but you got to take a pay
right,
cut. Well,
right.
I got to take a pay cut.
Well, look, we'll find out next year.
I'm rooting for Le'Veon Bell.
I'm
don't
rooting
root for
him, too.
I don't root for players.
Will.
I don't root for players, but Le'Veon Bell, I respect that. He was willing to put up. A lot of guys talk a big game, Chris. He was willing to put his money on the line as well and say he's going to fight for it. So I respect that.
If you're willing to count the cost, and if he counted up the cost and said, look, if I lose this $14 million, I'm fine with it. If you do that, that's fine.
Hey,
you're right, and I respect that.
And you know what he said? All he has to do is lay off the weed during this year, and he'll save himself money. He don't need the 14.
Did he say that?